What's good, everybody? It's your boy, O'Shea Duke Jackson, back at it again with another episode of The Celebrity Junk. So, guys, we're having some problems in the Passport Bro community. Of course, many of the Passport Bros have elected to go towards Latin America. We do have a few brothers who are in, you know, Thailand. Some brothers are in the Caribbean, like in the DR, but we do have some brothers going towards South America. And when they do go towards South America, they go towards Colombia. Some guys are in Cartagena, but ultimately they end up in Medellin. And there have been some horrible stories of what's going on at Medellin, of guys getting robbed. It's not just black men. There are stories of white men getting robbed, like this one.
Hello, my friends. It's Christmas time, and this time it's a kind of different video, which I post, because 3 days ago I arrived here in Colombia. It's the first time that I'm in South America, and I was a victim of a drug robbery. So the story was, I was chatting with a local girl. She invited me to her apartment with a friend. They wanted to cook a local dish, and I thought it would be a very nice opportunity to meet local people, because I'm traveling solo. I didn't know anyone here. And yeah, I went to their apartment. Everything was fine. We were listening to music. We were talking. I didn't expect anything bad, but at some point they offered me a drink, which was like a soft drink, a pink soft drink, very sweet. I was drinking a few sips, and then after 10 or 15 minutes I lost the control over my body, and from this moment on I have like a blackout. I woke up in the morning without my phone, without my bank card, and then I somehow made it back to my hostel. I think I met a guy who paid a taxi for me, because he said, dude, you got robbed and drugged. And then back at my hostel, I checked my emails on my laptop, and I saw that they basically stole everything from me, since they had the access of my face ID through my phone. They were able to see all my login datas of my internet accounts, so my bank account and also my saving accounts. I'm a member of some crypto exchanges. These were my savings, and they stole everything. I can show you the emails, I'm not lying. So what you see here is that they first changed the password of my Apple ID, then deactivated the tracking function of my phone, and then also the connected bank to my PayPal account. They started to send money over to their PayPal accounts, and then they went through my crypto exchanges like Binance, Bitpanda and Coinbase, and they sent over all the different kinds of cryptocurrencies I had. At Bitpanda they also sold my cryptocurrencies and sent all the money to their own crypto wallets, and the damage in total is about 15,000 euros, all my savings I had. And then at the end they also completely changed the connected telephone number of my Apple ID. So I already contacted the Apple support service, but since they changed the telephone number of my Apple ID, I'm not able to gain back the access of my Apple ID, which means it's forever gone. They stole everything. I calculated it today, it is around $15,000, so basically all the money I have and my savings, and they stole my phone. And now I'm in the situation where I don't have a phone, no access to a bank account, no money, and I'm stuck here in Medellin, Colombia on Christmas Day.
So I'm not even gonna play the other clips that you might see, so because you've already seen them, there's no need for us to talk about all the stuff. Here's what I want to talk about. The US government has stepped in, and so now they are warning men about the dating apps and staying off of that. Let's play the clip.
Do not use dating apps if you're visiting Colombia. The U.S. Embassy just released a new warning regarding this. This new warning comes after 8 American tourists have died under mysterious circumstances. Officials are saying that all of these deaths have one thing in common. The common factor is every single tourist was involved with somebody that they met on a dating app. Criminals will use these dating apps to lure tourists into certain destinations. This has caused a huge influx in crime to American tourists. In fact, crime has risen by 200% last year. Most of these victims are U.S. tourists that were involved in dating apps. U.S. Embassy in Colombia has released a list of tips that will help you avoid crime. Some of these tips include always meet up in public spaces, as well as advise family and friends as to where you're going. If you do become the victim of a robbery, it's best that you do not resist. As of January 2nd, the U.S. State Department also listed Colombia as a level 3 reconsider travel. If you have any plans on visiting Colombia, make sure you're aware of this information and you remain safe. While crime is on the rise, it may be best to avoid this destination for the time being. Stay safe, stay informed, and follow me for the latest travel news.
So I want to deal with that right now as a concept. Why is the U.S. Embassy dealing in this? Because firstly, and guys got to understand, okay, here's something I want you to understand. When you go to a foreign place, you are, right? You as an individual, you are a lick. Most people will look at you. You might be looking at them as a nice person. They're a great person. That's not how they see you. They see you as a lick. You need to know that. You need to understand that. It is what it is. All right. A lot of people look at Americans, white, black, or otherwise, not even as people. It happens to me in Africa. It happens to white people in Africa. The only difference is that people are not having a history of getting robbed and killed with scopolamine like they are in Colombia. That's the difference. But you are lit. A lot of men are looking at going to Colombia, trying to impress chicks, taking the high vibes of thinking that people like you because, you know, it's these American chicks' fault, and now you're over there finding out something that's proper, and only to find out that, hey man, you're dealing with some ladies over there that are in poverty. This is not all, but you're dealing with the level of poverty there. And when you're dealing in a place where people are impoverished, I hate to admit this, I hate to talk like this, but man, you got to distance yourself away from. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to look down on anybody. I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm just simply telling it like it is. The more accessible you are to people, the more accessible you are to folks, usually the more danger that you can be in. So actually, you don't meet more people. You probably have to meet less people. Okay, that's the first thing. Now, dealing with ladies overseas. Here's another thing. Guys have to not let women in your house. All right. Don't let them come over there, because even if you're not drugged, what would happen if they were to let people come to your house? Like, again, like you wouldn't know, right? You wouldn't know. So you wouldn't know what they would do. All right. They're going around telling you everything, all of that shit. They're telling people what's in your house, all of that. So they might not get you then. They can get you eventually. That's the first thing, right? Or secondarily, they come in, two of them, you're thinking it's a threesome going to go down. And the only threesome's going to go down is you sleep while they're taking your stuff, right? You have to deal with ladies, man, that have something to lose. You know, I always tell people to do this. Want to meet some chicks that probably have something to lose? Maybe you should go to a co-working space. Always good to do that in different countries. Co-working space, try to go to business networking events, you know. Ladies at work, ladies that take pride in their work, professional women. I'm pretty sure you can find single professional women with nice booties and all that other stuff. When you start looking at the slay queens, and I had that problem before, you know, slay queens, because slay queens are, can I say it? It's, you know, they're showing what you want, right? They're making it easy. You know, they're thick, booties popping out. You know, it's there. It's popping out more. It's there. It's popping out more. All right. So we're looking at, you know, how we're going to clap those cheeks. And that's the setup. You know, we're not making these ladies overseas, and I've made this mistake too, qualify themselves anywhere in the world. All right. Like, why is this chick so eager to want to meet me? Why is this chick so eager to want to meet up with me? That should always be a sign. Oh, whoa. Because most ladies, if they're not scammers, they're not going to be like, you know, you should be fighting to see them almost, right? Like, hey, what's going on? And they should be like, no, I don't know, I'm busy. That's what you should want to hear, man. You shouldn't want to hear this, you know, some ladies out there trying to, yo, when can we meet up? Hey, bro, nobody likes you that much. Make the lady qualify herself. And that can still even be dangerous. But again, you want to deal with a lady that has something to lose. Does she work every day? You know, have you seen her at work? Anything? Has she done any goddamn thing? No. Look, all she got to have is a big booty, and that's all we're looking for. That's why we get messed up. That's how we get tore up. And that's why brothers are out here getting, like I said, they're out there getting robbed. And it looks bad. So guys, what do you think? It's your boy, Shadu Jackson, back at it again with an episode of The Celebrity Junk. I appreciate you for all that you do. Subscribe to the bell. We're out.